Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon. I hope he is in safe travels.
I gotta come clean, man. I haven't seen Brian in weeks. I've been lying to you.
Evan, shut up. I talked to him on the phone earlier. He is somewhere along I-90, 94, I-39. I don't know his exact location. I don't have him chipped. He's not a dog or a pet. I don't have him chipped exactly. I know he's traveling the great interstate system here in the state of Wisconsin, doing some important work for us. Here at Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, the civic media stations. And those are growing as of next week, which is why Brian is so hard at work. But if you want to join me and Evan, who's... I wanted to say double duty, Evan, but I don't think double duty really quite sums up what you and me and the rest of the
it's
team
like
are doing.
It's like a full mental bandwidth
here.
Thing. And like, yeah. Like, we walk around here, you know, like, touching our face and stuff, but it's not even really like that. There's just a lot going on. It is exciting, but we're sort of getting ready to blow up.
Yeah, you know? Things are getting really exciting around here. And those little tiny, like, clear pills that Bradley, can't think of his last name.
Limitless.
Yeah, the Limitless movie. Bradley, what's...
I just remember him from the Midnight Meat Train. You ever see that?
No.
Oh, so good. So good.
Bradley Cooper. There it is. There it is. It just took me a second. But I just think of that Brian's got like an ultimate supply of those, and that's why he's able to do everything that he's doing. Hopefully, so he's out on the road. He's doing all right. And I need some of those as well. We're broadcasting here live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. If you want to join the show at any time, share your tangent with Evan and I. 844-967-2789. Going to take a book page out of our friend Matt Flynn's book. And those phone lines are open all hour long. So we will go to those lines as you call in. But I want to give a quick update on where we left off on yesterday's show with the bombshell news that Vice President from the Milwaukee Bucks on leave, Alex Lazary, dropping out of the U.S. Senate race, the U.S. Senate primary, Democratic primary for that position, yesterday, and endorsing Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in his bid for that seat. Shook up the world. There was many different press releases, kind of a lot of reactions from the news yesterday. It drastically changes the field for the candidates. There's pretty much two front runners remaining, but the two front runners that dropped out both endorsed Barnes, that is Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson and VP of the Bucks, Alex Lazary. And it sounds like there's some interesting reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that there was some internal polling that was shared among the different candidates. These candidates had access to this polling, and it wasn't necessarily all released to the public. And it's that internal polling that pretty much led Lazary to this decision to drop out of the race. So it's very interesting. As I said yesterday, we're waiting for that to come out. I would love to see those polls of what exactly it sounds like. Lazary had a double digit disadvantage to Barnes in that polling. So we'll see what happens, and if the field, we've got 12 days left before the August 9th primary. We're coming up on it fast, and we've got a number of stories to give off of this. So after yesterday's news, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, the remaining front runner, along with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, pretty much told reporters here in Madison she's not getting out of the race before the primary date. She's in it through August 9th. So she's going to see it through. She's not dropping out. She is one of the two top candidates, in my opinion, and she's going to see it through. So as well as that, she's doubling down. We've also found a lot of information as on this show yesterday about spoiling ballots. What happens? I received emails from yesterday's show saying, well, I already cast my ballot for Tom Nelson or Alex Lazary. And so I'm comfortable with that. That was my choice, and that's who I was going with. But we found out on air yesterday that you can spoil it. There is a process to remedy a vote for a candidate that has since dropped out that you already voted via absentee mail or possibly early voting as well. I believe it would
and
be
you
applicable.
You can do it three times.
Yeah. So three times between now and next Thursday at 5
That's
p.m.
That's right.
The cutoff for that is next Thursday, the Thursday before the election at 5 p.m. You got to contact your clerk. There is a little kind of crinkle in the process, though. If you're mailing it in and it's not received yet by the clerk's office, they can't rip it up. If they don't receive it by that 5 p.m. deadline where you have to quote-unquote spoil a ballot and request a new one, you're kind of SOL. You don't get to... The clerk has to have it and be able to rip it up and provide you a new one. You can't doubly vote. You'll invalidate your vote if you try to vote after that ballot is received that beyond that Thursday at 5 p.m. deadline next week, and you still want to change your vote. So a little interesting there. You're going to want to make sure you go to myvote.wi.gov to check the status of where your ballot is in that process, and something to consider if you've already cast a vote for one of the candidates that have since stepped out of the race and bowed out. But then if you want to see all of the information on that story, Jesse Apoyan over at the Cap Times, and that's captimes.com. Jesse has a terrific story headlined, "You voted early and then your candidate dropped out. Now what?" And Jesse runs through all of the different things that we talked about on the show yesterday, the resources that you need to be able to navigate that process here in the state of Wisconsin. So if that is applicable to you, go check out Jesse Apoyan's story at the Cap Times, and she'll walk you through the entire process. But outside of that, Mandela Barnes has been raking in fundraising dollars since the Lazary announcement yesterday as well. A lot of the press here in Wisconsin are anointing Mandela as the sole front runner now because of the two endorsements from Lazary and Nelson this week. But he's also running a ton of donations in the last 24 hours. His campaign reporting more than $200,000 fundraised in the last 24 hours. So not only is he getting the support from the candidates that are bowing out, he's also receiving the grassroots donations, it sounds like, from individuals here in Wisconsin and around the nation that are viewing his candidacy for the Democratic primary to be that front runner status. So I find that very interesting. And we're going to continue to keep an eye on that. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board joining me and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. And really all of Eastern Wisconsin, where you got the Beast of the East is what Crudy likes to refer to that as that 540 AM signal. You can catch it from Kenosha and Racine all the way up to Green Bay. The it's whole, thick. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an excellent signal. So 540 AM, I was in Green Bay over the weekend and I heard her. So it's definitely a great signal if you're listening anywhere in the eastern swath of Wisconsin. We're no longer just the southern swath, as Brian likes to say. But outside of the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate, we also have another primary on the August 9th election, and that is going to be the Republican GOP, the GOP gubernatorial primary. And a fascinating story that I saw over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as well when pulling news today, a stance that doesn't divide the candidates. All three of the candidates running in that Republican gubernatorial primary agree on one issue. And I find it interesting because it's an issue here in the state of Wisconsin that some experts from analyzing the 2018 election say that it's the issue that helped propel now Governor Tony Evers over then Governor Scott Walker in 2018. And that issue is marijuana. And all three of the GOP gubernatorial candidates, that would be former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, construction executive Tim Michaels, and state representative Timothy Rantham, all three pledged they won't legalize marijuana. They're standing in the way of what I believe even a majority of Republican voters in the state of Wisconsin would like to see happen. And I find that fascinating.
Status quo, man. They have not yet purchased majority shares, you know, in the organizations that are in line to sort of corner that market. I really believe it. Once they're ready to profit, they'll be ready to legalize.
Well, and that was the status of former Speaker of the House John Boehner, right? He's a total cannabis. He's a cannabis advocate now in Ohio because it sounds like he got in on the ground floor for some of those industries that said that once cannabis was legalized, not cannibalized, that would be weird, but blending those two words together, legalized cannabis was becoming an industry. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner did jump on that. And so maybe that's the case, Evan, but I just find it, even if you were, say, Timothy Rantham, you're the far out candidate in that GOP primary, why wouldn't you try to differentiate yourself and go against the grain and say, well, a majority of Republican voters actually want to see this happen, so I want to see it happen too, and legalize it. But apparently Tim Michaels, Tim Rantham, Rebecca Clayfish, they're all against the marijuana legalization here in the state of Wisconsin, and I find that to be a pretty interesting take because, again, we're not hearing a whole lot. The last Sunday was the first debate where all three of the current candidates, previously they had a debate that included Kevin Nicholson, who has since dropped out. But the fact that we know very little about the Tim Michaels candidacy, we know a lot about Clayfish and Rantham, I believe. But the fact that nobody in that field deviated from the standard for what the Republicans are going for is pretty interesting to me. So that's what we got as an update. We got Mandela Barnes bringing in the fundraising hall since the Lazary announcement yesterday. Godlewski has said she's staying in the race. And all three GOP gubernatorial candidates are saying no legal weed in the state of Wisconsin if they become governor. So if you want a shot at it, sounds like Tony Evers. And that's your number one issue? Sounds like Tony Evers would be your choice against any of the Republican candidates in this field. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Evan on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789.